My town doesn't have a mandatory bicycle helmet law. I'm a bike commuter who notices that almost every other rider I pass is not wearing a helmet. I'm tempted to carry a sign that says, "This is your brain on asphalt." These aren't stupid people. This is simply the downside of vanity. Bike helmets mess up your hair. Bike helmets inspire your hair to be unruly. It's easy to cite statistics. 58% of Americans don't wear helmets while cycling. 92% of riders killed while cycling in 2007 were not wearing helmets. The medical and social costs of these deaths and head injuries are estimated to be in the billions. It's even easier for people to joke about being eager to rid the gene pool of helmet-free riders one constantly meets riding to work and through town. But the best reason for wearing a helmet is that you are influencing kids with your behavior. It's hard, really hard, for kids to figure out what's safe, what's cool, and what weight to give vanity in a sometimes shallow world. If we stop wearing helmets at 16 or 18, as many laws allow, we give the impression that helmets are child's attire and that mature riders no longer need them. This is a deadly education. Helmet hair is cool. Walking into your office or the grocery store with sweat-smashed locks sailing every which way because of a helmet is sexy. Forget the spandex riding togs and the cycling gear. The really attractive quality a bike rider can communicate is that he or she recognizes that our community's children are priceless and that anything, any simple $40 thing they can do to help keep them safe is worth it. Just as we're slowly ridding our parks and public places of smoking, let's end the destructive message sent by riding without bike helmets by wearing them and being an inspiration to the community and the children we love. With a perspective, this is Carol Denny.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.